Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are seeing clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle sea breeze. A perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul, according to JTA. Also earlier today, the IDF released footage of strikes on the Shiraz petrochemical site in Iran. The Jerusalem Post reports these strikes targeted facilities linked to missile production. Also this hour, from France 24, Iranian missiles struck Haifa yesterday, leaving four dead in a residential area. Separately, Iran claims a U.S.-Israeli strike completely destroyed a synagogue in Tehran. That's according to a report from JTA a short time ago. And finally, JNS reports that Iranian missiles have struck near a mosque in Israel. Tehran says they have no red lines, according to the Israeli Foreign Ministry. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iranian TV announced all diplomatic channels and indirect talks have been frozen. Middle East_24 shared an image earlier today of Rabbi Younes Hamami, a leader in the Jewish community in Iran, at the destroyed synagogue in Tehran. Jewish Warrior 13 wrote just minutes ago that an Iranian source told Reuters there are no negotiations with the U.S., claiming the U.S. wants Iran to surrender under pressure. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Istanbul, an attacker was killed during a confrontation with police outside the Israeli consulate. The area remains tense as officials investigate the incident further. This underscores the ongoing security challenges for Israeli missions abroad. Turning to the IDF strikes on Iran, the Jerusalem Post notes that the targeted site in Shiraz is crucial for missile development. Israel's military footage shows the extent of the damage to Iran's air defenses. This comes amid rising tensions between the two countries. Meanwhile, yesterday's missile strike on Haifa resulted in four deaths. France 24 reports it marks a significant escalation in the conflict, with civilian areas increasingly at risk. In Tehran, the destruction of the Rafinia synagogue adds to the tensions. JTA reports it's located near a significant site for anti-Israel propaganda. This incident further complicates the already strained U.S.-Iran relations. Finally, the missile strike near an Israeli mosque indicates Tehran's aggressive stance. As reported by JNS, Israel's foreign ministry warns of no boundaries in Iran's actions. This raises concerns for regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports a power shift at KKL-JNF, with new chairman A.L. Ostrinsky pledging to end years of political turmoil and push for reform. Separately, Mariv highlights a major proposal by billionaire Bill Ackman. He's looking to merge Universal Music Group with his acquisition company, shaking up the music industry. And finally, Israel Hayom shares that the Jewish Agency and the Home Initiative are launching a project for students from northern conflict zones. This aims to provide relief for 1,500 young people living near the northern border. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.